Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You just got to go out there and compete. Play basketball the right way. You know, and do something very difficult, which is to win on Philly's floor. But it's a time of the year where, you know, you're going to have to do that anyways if you want to win a championship, get on the road or back against the wall a little bit. I guess we get out of our comfort zone and then we really start making things happen. So I'm actually kind of glad that we're on the road.
The voice, you know it.
Jimmy Buckets.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler. They're in here tomorrow night, the NBA 7A play-in game. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giller. Howard's going to join us at 11:30. I'm sure with a lot to say about this Phillies lineup and how he would fix this thing. Scotty Hartnell's going to join us at 12:30. A lot of scenarios outplay still for the Flyers. They need to win in regulation, and I have a couple of things go their way, and they can still make the playoffs. Obviously, a long shot, but we'll talk with Scotty coming up at 12:30. Daily Mock later, and all your phone calls to the Phillies. Is this a good lineup? But, Hugh, tomorrow night, the Sixers and the Heat, and really this weekend it just was unfortunate because the Sixers, they held up their head in the bargain, right?
Yeah,
they won.
The
seeding didn't.
Doc held up his end of the bargain, too, then.
Yeah, the rest of the seeding didn't play out perfectly. I wish, and as it's all played out now, because Giannis is going to miss the beginning of this round, the Bucks would have been the perfect matchup. If it ended up with the Sixers as the six, the Bucks as the three, it would have been perfect. Instead, the Knicks now await the winner of tomorrow night's game between the Sixers and the Heat. So the Sixers favor tomorrow night. And I know I've been excited. I have said this has felt different, and it does feel different. I feel great about Nick Nurse going into tomorrow night. I feel good about where the team is, winning eight in a row. But Hugh and everyone, I'd be lying if I said I'm not scared. I'm scared of Jimmy Butler.
Why?
Why?
No, I mean, I get it. You know what? I just asked that question. I understand why, but I'm not. I think that we've done everything that we've done up until this point is to get the best version of Joel Embiid that we possibly can get.
Sure.
And his supporting cast, along with Kelly Oubre and Tyrese Maxey and Tobias Harris, for that matter. I think that those guys are good enough to beat Jimmy Buckets because we got the best player on the court. In that game tomorrow night, there is no doubt in my mind that we have the best player on the court. Even though Jimmy Buckets has been phenomenal in playoff series, he's willed that Miami Heat team to places that nobody thought they would be able to go. But at the end of the day, he still has come up short and going against the best player in the game at a time where he's at his absolute best. I think that he's going to be no match for what Joel Embiid is going to be able to bring to the
table. Oh, I think he'll be a match. And I don't feel as strongly as you do they have the best player on the court tomorrow night. Now, like, is Joel Embiid overall over a full season, like game to game, better than Jimmy Butler? Sure. I mean, yes. I mean, Joel Embiid has been an MVP candidate for years now. Jimmy Butler's not that level of player day to day, game to game in the NBA. But for one game in a postseason spot, are you positive Joel's going to outplay Jimmy tomorrow night?
Yes.
I'm not.
I believe, like, listen, and I'm not a dummy. And I know that some people with the conversation we had today might think that, but it's not true. Let me tell you. And the reason why I believe that is this. First of all, I'm not living in the past. I think a lot of people, when they talk about this Sixers team, they always like to bring out past transgressions and everything like that. I'm not doing that. All I know is now that this team has played with a lot more confidence, a lot more swagger, since Joel has been back.
Yeah, they played great. I mean,
they've been on, like, what, a 9-game winning streak or something crazy like that. And the supporting cast has been phenomenal. And another thing that the supporting cast has been that hasn't been the case in the past. They all know who the leader is. They all know who the guy is. And that guy is Joel Embiid. This team lives and dies with Joel Embiid. So they're going to play their role. I think last year the biggest problem that we had was that we had too many cooks in the kitchen, if you will.
Well,
we had too many cats want to be the dude, and when he wasn't the dude, he had an attitude or whatever. I don't think they're going to have that problem now because everybody knows that this team is much better with Joel Embiid being the guy that he needs to be.
So I don't have much concern tomorrow night about the Sixers and what the Sixers are going to do. Like I think,
and we have a better coach.
Than
we've had in the past.
Well, oh, certainly, yeah.
No, it's a good coach.
Tomorrow night is a great coaching matchup, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, if this was a 7-game series, the Sixers are better than the Heat. They're better. I mean, with Joel out there, they've been way better this year than the Miami Heat. It's not a 7-game series. It's one game.
Yeah, one and done.
Jimmy Butler has done this so many times. He's done it to the Sixers. He's done it to other teams. He just rips your heart out. And I wish the game happened on Monday. I wish the game was like the day after the season, because the more time goes on,
you got the anxiety kicking.
Yes,
in.
I have anxiety. I got anxiety of him walking off the court again, saying you picked Tobias Harris over me, and just rubbing it in everyone's face.
I don't think that's going to happen. You know why?
Why?
When I see this Sixers team for this year, and I don't have a crystal ball, but I have been having vivid dreams because, you know, I've been drinking mushroom coffee. So
Are you dreaming of a parade?
I'm dreaming of going deep in the playoffs. That's what I'm dreaming about. Now, I didn't know with these dreams that I've been having, Joe, a lot of times I don't know how they end. But I don't see, like, to be honest, full disclosure, I don't see our season ending tomorrow night. I don't see that.
Well, it won't end tomorrow night, no matter what happens. They get to play the next game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I see us going deep.
Yeah.
I don't see it ending.
Well, so here's the thing. They lose tomorrow night, the season isn't over, but it effectively is.
I mean, because you got the Celtics, correct?
Yeah, so the loser tomorrow night will play the winner of the Hawks and Bulls, and then that team would become the eight. I mean, the Sixers' path, it's so clear. If they're going to do this, they need to win tomorrow night. Get the Knicks. I think that would be a very competitive series. I feel like that would go 6 or 7. They certainly would have a chance to beat the Knicks. And then, I mean, with Giannis out, it could be the Pacers in the second round. It could be a legitimate chance to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. But Jimmy's the first thing standing their way. The way this all played out, the Sixers played so well down the stretch. They had a real chance to get up to the six, avoid the play-in, and there's the tiebreakers and seedings didn't work out that way. I'm scared of Jimmy Butler. I'll say it. I mean, I'm scared of him. I mean,
you threw a puppy. But you already got a dog.
I got a dog. I have a pit bull, and I'm still scared of Jimmy Butler. 215-592-9494. We'll throw this in as well, as Jimmy comes into town tomorrow night, and Spoelstra, and a team that was in the NBA Finals last year. They've played so many of these big games. I mean, this is what they do. They were a one seed the year before. They got to the finals last year, played against the Denver Nuggets, beat the Celtics on the road. I fear them. Kyle, where are you as Jimmy Butler rolls into town, our old buddy, tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm not scared of Jimmy Butler because I'm not scared of the Heat. Like, I look at these two teams. The Sixers are a 7 seed, and I think there's a pretty good explanation as to why.
Yeah,
the Sixers, find themselves in the 7 seed. Their best player, one of the best players in the league, potentially the MVP, was injured for most of the year. I don't see any of those reasons why the Miami Heat were an 8 seed other than, like, they're just not that good. So I can't, like... I remember what Jimmy Butler did last year. I saw him do what he did in the bubble, which we all know was phony baloney anyway. But yeah, Jimmy Butler's been capable of carrying a team to some success. But like, I don't see that happening tomorrow night. I think we're going to have the best player on the floor. I think we're going to have the better team. So I'm not afraid of Jimmy Butler coming in here.
Oh, I wish I was like you guys. I wish I could just block out all the memories of Jimmy doing this. Jimmy's played in so many big games and through.
But you know what the X factor for me is in the equation that nobody factored in? Healthy Joel Embiid. The fact that they held him out. He could have played in the last game Sunday. Could have played.
Yeah, that was kind of risky what they did, and it worked.
Yeah,
he got rest and they won.
They want him to get as much rest as he possibly can. So with that being said, he knows how big this moment is, and I think we were talking about it the other day where when you talk about Joel Embiid and his legacy, this could potentially be a defining moment for him. The first time they've been in the play-in series, this could potentially be a defining moment for him that could catapult him into that rarefied air of like being one of those mystic beings that we talk about as far as the Sixers lore is concerned.
Well, he's got a long way to go, but this is the start. I mean, if they win tomorrow night and then they can upend the Knicks, well, there's a clear path. I mean, it's either Doc Rivers or the Indiana Pacers in the next, the second round of the playoffs. I guess that's the second. This is the play-in. In general, I hate that they've added all these rounds to the postseason. Obviously, it helps the Sixers right now. 215-592-9494. All right, are you scared of Jimmy Butler as the Heat come in tomorrow night? I am. I mean, like, I am. I'm afraid he's going to come in here tomorrow night, drop 35, and the Sixers are going to go out, be dropped to the 8th seed all of a sudden. And, of course, for the Phillies, is this a good lineup? Do the Phillies actually have a good lineup? I don't see one. I see an average lineup with some, a couple, two or three really above-average guys. But other than that, a lot of average and whatever the heck we think Castellanos is these days. And, of course, Johan Rojas. And I know last night they went up against Cy Quantrill. But besides that, they haven't hit.
Wow.
Your words, not mine.
This is what we do. Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
That picture stinks.
I'll take it.
I think it's the mushroom coffee.
No, that's fine. I'll take it.
You sure we ordered the right mushrooms?
I got big old shoulders. I can take it. It's cool.
All right, let's go to the phone lines.
He was decent last night, though. I don't care what y'all say.
Well, when you go up against an offense like this, just like Bailey Falter and Marco Gonzalez, who's pitching tonight? If we look tonight, who's on the mound for the Rockies tonight? I can't imagine it's a good pitcher because they don't have any good pitchers.
Oh, no, he's gonna pitch decent, though, tonight.
Is it Austin Gomber tonight? Goober. This guy you could actually call
Goober.
A Goober.
He's a Goober.
His name's Gomber. Austin Gomber tonight.
They're going to take advantage of him tonight.
Rolls in here with a 4.91 ERA.
Full advantage of this situation tonight. They're going to take advantage of it.
How many runs
doesn't help that I'm
guy?
Blind. Really, Kyle? How many runs are going to give up tonight?
No, how many runs are they going to score tonight?
The Phillies.
Yeah.
Six.
Oh, that'd be a big night.
Yeah, it's going to be a big night.
All right, he's calling. Well, you know what? It is
six.
It is a Dinger Tuesday. We might have to put it in a
bet. I might have to go ahead and put that in parlor.
All right, if Hugh's right on this, I'm going to bet a couple Dinger Tuesdays. All right, Dustin is up next. What's up, Dustin?
Hey, fellas. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Dustin. What's up, buddy?
Hugh, I'm with you, dude. Baseball is, and I know you're saying, Jay, you don't want to hear the cliche, it's a long season, but it's a long season. And to be a Hall of Famer in baseball, you have to bat 300. That's, you're getting three hits out of every 10 at-bats. Like, it's a tough sport. Like, it's a sport of ups and downs. And right now, I mean, the main problem I see with this team, and I think OG Wade was talking about it, I'm not going to say bench Castellanos right now, but you need to start working in Pache more. You got to get more days in the batting cages with Castellanos and the hitting coach. But listen, I don't want to talk Phillies. I want to talk Sixers with you guys because they get no love. I've watched every game this year, Jeff. There's no reason you should be afraid of Jimmy Butler because we have Joel Embiid.
I keep trying to tell him.
He is hands down. He may not have a better game per se stat wise tonight, Joe, or tomorrow night. But if you watch the game, the way this guy changes the game flow for everybody else around, and nobody's talking about Buddy Hield. The dude is a shooter. I know we haven't seen it. He hasn't really played with Joe, but this dude can knock down open jump shot. Joe, after the first game that the big fella came back, I took the Sixers to win the championship at plus 3,200.
That's a good number. I think it's 19-1 now. So you got a great number, Dustin.
Mm-hmm. I really, truly, and honestly believe that we are hands down the best team. If the big fella plays, because he changes the game so much. And then you're also seeing, you know, we wouldn't have seen this with Doc Rivers, with bringing in a Kyle Lowry. You're seeing a better Tyrese Maxey as a number two than a number one. I want to see, in the playoffs, I want to see Kyle Lowry bring the ball up, and I want to see offset screens between Joe and Maxey. That's all you need because you're at such an advantage. They're the highest scoring duo in the league right now, and I think at like 62 points per game.
Yeah, it's an incredible number. Like, so Joel's at 34.7, and Tyrese about 26. I mean, if they play to their capabilities, the two of them, they should certainly be against Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals because nobody they're going to face has a duo playing like this right now until we get to Boston.
And Hugh, you just brought up the point. This is the healthiest we've had the big fella in his entire career.
Yes.
And he has such a deep bench. Like, you got Kelly Oubre. Yeah, I know nobody wants to. I love Cam Payne. I know he's a very wide. He has a B-ball Paul play where his feet moves too fast for his head. But, dude, the energy that this team puts on, they're a fun. I can't tell you the last time I watched a Sixers team, and it's, like, fun to watch these guys.
They have been. They move the ball well. They play as a team. I mean, you're right about. And the Cam Payne thing. You know, people were like, why'd they trade Pat Bev? Well, Cam Payne is a way better offensive player. Like, they actually get something out of him once in a while when he's out there. You know, average about, you know, 9 points a game. Dustin, we appreciate it. I think part of the reason I have some fear for tomorrow night.
Trepidation.
Well, because it feels like the whole playoffs ride on one night. Like, if they win, the path is clear. The Knicks, and I don't think the Knicks will be an easy series for the Sixers, but they certainly can win it.
Yeah.
Then the Bucks or the Pacers, and then all of a sudden we wake up and it's a month from now we're in the Eastern Conference Final. But if they lose tomorrow night,
then you're worried about the Celtics right out the gate.
Well, the Celtics are going to beat them. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know if that's a given.
Oh,
listen.
You think the Sixers are if they lose to the Heat, they're going to beat the Celtics?
Okay, let me say this. Do the Celtics have the same coach that they had last year?
Yes.
Didn't he? Like, if we had a better coach, Joe, that outcome of that series could have been a
lot different.
Probably.
I think he's grown a little bit. And they also had Porzingis. He has. They had Drew Holiday.
Yeah,
they're better.
He has. They're better. I'm not trying to disrespect the Celtics, but – Think about that, though. Last year, there were times where their coach looked clueless as far as some of the things that he was doing, and we did not capitalize on that. I just think it's going to be different now.
I hope you're right. I just think the Sixers need to ramp up to have a real chance against the Celtics.
I think this could potentially be Joel Embiid's get back to from Florida, the Gator that's always beating him all the time. Al Horford. Yeah, I had a brain fart for a minute. Al Horford. I think this could be his get back because Al Horford got that old man game on him that be putting it on Joel Embiid. But I think this could be Joel Embiid's watershed moment.
Well, I hope you're right, but it's got to start tomorrow. I think the path has to be one way. I don't see it like Hugh does. I don't think it doesn't matter what happens in the play-in. If they can't beat the Heat at home, they're not beating the Celtics. Like
they definitely got to beat the Heat at home.
They have to win this game.
But I think they do win this game. I really do.
Well, that sets them up. But I look, Jimmy Butler, man, you guys.
Jimmy's been phenomenal. That, like, you know when I became a Jimmy Butler fan? When Jimmy Butler, he was in Milwaukee and he beat up all his teammates at practice?
Minnesota.
Yeah. When he beat up all his teammates at practice and took them out and just schooled them and they got him up out of there.
Well, that's when he got here.
I just love that about him. And he's been that guy forever. I wish he was here. He's not.
Well, so does everybody
else.
Adversary.
Yeah. I mean, that was a bad decision. Wish he was here, but he's not. But tomorrow night, no, I'm not worried about Jimmy. At all. Not worried because we got the big fella.
Yeah, but they've had the big fella, and Jimmy beat him.
And he's healthy. He's healthy now.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he's also had other games where he's been healthy in the playoffs and hasn't played his best basketball. I mean, I expect Joel.
Which one, when he was younger?
Just in general. I mean, I expect Joel to play well tomorrow night, but Jimmy could out-duel him. Like, that. It's one-game scenarios are just weird.
Yeah, they have the tendency to be. But I think that, you know, the big fella's going to be juiced. The people are going to be in the building, and it's here. And I think Sixers fans are going to come out and they're going to support. It's going to be.
Well, I've seen enough Sixers get eliminated in home games where the here doesn't mean that much to me.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm not concerned about that. I'm living in the now, and yeah. I just feel like the big fella's going to put it down tomorrow.
I get that, but the past is a prism into now. I mean, that's how we got here. That's why there's question marks in Joel Embiid. It's why Jimmy Butler's an assassin.
I get it, and I get people are sitting there telling, I don't know, but no, I feel good about this.
Guys, like tomorrow night when that game tips off, you're just going to be like grinning ear to ear to ear,
like I'm gonna be like Ike Reese. I'm gonna be singing my clap your hands, everybody.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on pins and needles. Pins and needles.
Nah, not at all.
Until they have like a 15-point lead in the fourth quarter, I'm going to be on pins and needles tomorrow night. All right, let's go to Ike at South Philly. What's up, Ike?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Hey, Ike.
What up, man? What's going on?
So this is my old man. I'm not really worried about Jimmy Butler. He's not really playoff Jimmy Butler no more. And he's coming back with a chip on his shoulder. He like you say, he's in the best shape of his life right now. He's going to come out. He's going to set this open door. But they shooters got to score. If they shooters can shoot the ball, so nobody can stand in front of Messi. I think they'll be fine.
Well, they should win the game. I mean, they're of all these play-in games, they're the biggest favorite. 4.5-point favorites tomorrow night. I mean, they should win. They're favored to win. They have, I think, a better team than the Heat. It's just the Jimmy thing, man. Jimmy scares me.
Yeah, no, I'm not really worried about them no more because Joel Embiid know everybody thinking already. And you know what he's going to do. And Oubre going to be the X-factor in this series. I'm telling you, I think he's going to score like
Tell
25.
Him again. Tell Joe again, bro. Yep. Tell him again. Tell him again.
I like Oubre, man. Oubre's going to do it, man. I'm telling you. He's going to be the X-factor in the series. You can't stand. It's hard to stand in front of Oubre and in front of Tyrese Maxey. Now, all Tyrese Maxey got to do is go to the hole and then get you off the Joel Embiid. Stand by the body with a good defensive defender, But I don't see it happening.
What do you think on the Phillies, Ike? You think they're going to start hitting?
Man, they better start doing something. Like I was saying to you earlier, Joe. They rough on Rojas, right? At least Rojas can play defense, and he can't hit. But Castellano, he can't do nothing right now. So they need to start rotating him and putting another player to Pache or some other outfielders. What's the new dude they got? Mayfield?
Merrifield, like yeah. Yeah, they could do that.
Well, you got to start switching things up.
Yeah, Ike, you're right about, and we appreciate the call, you're right about Castellanos compared to, I mean, last night, your guy Rojas made a really nice catch in left center field. Just
I mean,
gliding
I'm
to the ball.
That's why he's there. That's why he's there. His speed, his ability to play defense. But for whatever reason, because nobody else in the lineup is hitting, he gets a lot of heat. He gets a lot of heat, which I get because, like you said, and this is the point that I'm probably going to be harping on all year until he plays a little bit better, is the game tends to find him in certain situations. And it's unfortunate for him that is the case. But it's also unfortunate that the game finds him because the guys that are making way more money than he's making aren't doing their job, so the game can find him. So it's all cyclical. You know, and it's just unfortunate that, you know, that's been the two things that we talk about the most since this season has started is the 9-hole hitter and the leadoff guy. And it's that's the story of the team, and nobody else gets as much heat as those two guys get.
Well, there's also, and again, the pitching carried them last night. It was a good win. The Jeff Hoffman moment was great. The other issue is, and I think people don't want to say it because they like him, and we expect him to, you know, to start hitting. But Bryce Harper hasn't done much this season.
No,
either.
He hasn't. He hasn't. But
drove in a run last night. That was a nice hit.
But I think for Bryce, what he brings to the table is it's like it's one of those things where they talked about it last night where they say, oh, we know Bryce is going to do. Bryce is going to Bryce. It's just a matter of time. And we know, I think Bryce also gets a pass because he wears his heart on his sleeve. He's clearly frustrated with the way that he's playing right now. I mean, you can see that last night during the course of the game. So Bryce is going to Bryce. He just needs to try to work his way out of it.
Bryce does get a pass. I mean, I think you're right about that. I mean, like, again, their third hole hitter right now, Bryce Harper, who is supposed to be one of the best players in baseball, and, you know, primarily he is. I mean, what is Bryce hitting for the season right now?
What is he hitting right now? He is hitting 197.
Has anyone brought him up today besides you?
No, that's it.
He gets a pass.
And he's had air quotes, tidy back. Like, we don't even know how healthy he is. He's been in the lineup, but we don't know.
I'm glad you said it because I think you're 1,000% right. Bryce Harper gets a pass. When he doesn't play well, everyone's like, well, he will play well. Well, he hasn't yet. I mean, like he's got to. He's got to play better for them to hit enough because I just think the other guys, and I do think Bryce will as long as he's healthy, but when the bottom of your order is Castellanos, Stott, Merrifield, Rojas, then not much offense there, guys. 215-592-9494. We're going to take your phone calls coming up on both the Phillies and the Sixers. And we have to go right in here with Dr. Doe. Dr. Doe, Power Deskin, joins us after the break. I'm sure he has a plan. I'm sure it's a wonderful plan to fix the Phillies' offense. I wonder if he actually thinks this is a good lineup or not. And how he's feeling about the Sixers Heat tomorrow. Plus, we now are about to have two Eskins on the air at WIP. 2:00, it is official. We'll talk to one now. One joins us at 2 or joins the station at 2. Howard next, right here in the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The NBA play-in tournament gives teams a chance to play their way into the postseason. So it only seems right that new customers on FanDuel could play their way into $150. Just place any $5 bet and you'll get $150 of bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. Bet on three-pointers made, over, under points for the game, the first basket score, and more. Just go to FanDuel.com to get started. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Make every moment more at FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, official sports.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's right. We're riding with the king right here on the Midday Show. Howard Eskin joining us right now. A lot to talk about. We got a big game tomorrow night, a play-in game in the NBA. Next week, the draft, and, of course, the Phillies lineup doesn't hit. Howard, how are we doing?
You know what? I am just so overjoyed with everything that's going on. Look at that great win by the Phillies last night. Against a Cy Young Award pitcher.
See, I don't like where this is going. I don't like this.
they banged out two runs against the worst team in baseball. What more can you ask for? I mean, what more can you ask for? They just, they left a man on third with less than two outs, but that inside out swing by Pache just kind of cleared everything up. I'm telling you, it couldn't be better. And as Rob Thompson said after the game, we're grinding out wins. Hey, bro, you got one more win than you have losses.
But they're grinding, Howard. All right, Howard, let me ask you this question. When the year started, the idea was this was a good lineup. Howard, do the Phillies have a good lineup?
I think they have good. It's a flawed lineup. When they don't hit, you get exposed. But it really is a flawed lineup. And, Joe, I know you're going to die on that wall. with Schwarber leading off.
I am, yes.
Okay, it's a joke. And, you know, that moron, that caller who's a total moron and a dope, it says, you know, Dr. Dope, hey, that's cute. That's cute. Hey, brother. Oh, Schwarbers, look at their winning percentage. Yeah, I'm looking at it in the playoffs. Have they won in the playoffs with Schwarber leading off? No, the answer is no.
Well, they haven't won a World Series, no.
Okay. You know what? Isn't that what it's all about?
That is what it's all about, yes.
Okay. Didn't John Middleton say, you know, I want the trophy? I mean, he spent all this money. All these people that say the wins in April are as important as the wins in August and September. Well, what happened to that? Well, it's the start of the season. You know, then you hear it's the start of the season. Their scoring is pathetic. And you gotta do something to get speed at the – you got to generate runs when you're not hitting home runs. I know they're going to slug. I mean, I trust Rob Thompson. They're going to slug.
He told you. And then as soon as he said it, they hit three home runs that night. So,
yeah, I know. And then they hit two more after that. How many games they've only hit two? You know, I know Turner had one last night. They can't score without home runs. And you can't exist. You just can't exist like that. They're one of only six teams in the National League that has a minus run differential.
It's not good. That's not good.
Their offensive numbers suck. They've got to you're going to do something. You can whine about Castellanos. There's nothing you can do about that. You're going to whine about Rojas. It is what it is. He's the ninth hitter. But if you're going to shake up the lineup and move Marsh up to five, oh, that really, I mean, that's great.
Well, he's been best hitter this season.
I don't care. You know what? Hoskins should be four. But, you know, I can't get off that. But that horse is so far out of the barn, it doesn't make any difference. But the reality is, don't you have to try something?
Are you suggesting that Thompson uses your lineup that he said he'd hold on to? Is that what this is about?
I want Stott and Turner. And I want to have some more. Hey, you know what was unique last night? What an unbelievably unique thing by Colorado. I saw a hit and run. How about that?
In 2024, they still do those?
Yeah, I know. Okay, so I want Stott leading off. If he's on base, I want a hit and run. Turner's got the softest 300 I've ever seen.
Yeah, a lot of infield hits.
Okay. So, but I want a hit and run, and sometimes it forces a batter. It does force a batter to make contact, and then you kind of straighten out your swing a little bit, and it becomes a better swing. I've seen it for years in baseball. You don't see it now because nobody has a hit and run on anymore. And then you hit and run, you're moving guys around, you create some kind of energy with the players that you have, because it's not going to change. You can ask Al Trout all your, you know, petitions and all, you know.
Yeah, those signatures are piling up, by the way. We're getting there.
You know, I'm so happy for people. He's not coming here. I hate to break the – well, okay. You know, keep on doing it and, you know, have fun. And that's what it's all about anyway. But he's not going to come here, and they're not going to pay him. They're not going to give up the players they need. They got a center fielder, and I know Trout will eventually play left. But then you want to keep Marsh in there. They have a center fielder coming up in probably less than 2 years.
Crawford.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to win now. This is a win now team.
But you can't give up players to get a player. You can't give up a lot of players. They've got here. I hate to break the news to everybody. Their pitching is good, and I asked Rob Thompson last night. Their pitching's good.
Very good.
But you got to do something else. So if you're going to do something, I don't want to see juggling a guy around a spot in the lineup. I want to see something that kind of wakes people up, and then the manager can manage and not look at a computer. I'm telling you, he's a baseball guy. Let him be a baseball guy and let him stop. I'm telling you, they got to lock those analytics people in a room somewhere. Keep them boxed up, let them play with their own computers, and don't communicate with the baseball people on the field. I'm tired of it. I'm done. You are not going to win with this team unless you restructure the lineup. Castellanos is here, okay? Suck it up. Rojas is here. Suck it up. And
well, they
Trey
can upgrade off of Rojas. They can upgrade off of Rojas. Howard, they're going to need to trade for a hitter this summer.
Ninth hitter. Let's stop.
No, but that doesn't have to be. They need an outfield bat. I mean, there's no way they can go through the whole season with Castellanos and Rojas hitting like this.
Okay, and you don't want to give up young players, right?
Sure,
you,
I want to win now. I'm not worried about the young players. Okay, this is the window, Howard. They're not young.
Harper's got to hit more than 190.
I agree, of course.
So he's got.
What's going on with him? You think he's going to come out of this soon?
Oh, wait a minute. I just heard Rob Thompson hitting the ball hard.
Okay.
And then there's stupid questions by some of the reporters after the game. Well, he hit the ball hard. You know, don't answer the question. Ask the question. You know, everybody hits the ball hard at times. I mean,
it's about results. Yeah, you got to get results.
That's why there's eight players behind the pitcher. You know, there's eight players, including the pitcher, on the field. That's what they're there for. They're there to catch the balls. You know, they're not going to keep on. Well, I guess with the official scoring the way it is, that is the biggest farce I've ever seen in baseball. They just give away hits. You know, you can hit a ball right to a player and he drops it. Hey, what, base hit? Base hit.
Yeah, it's a joke. It is. All right, Howard. Tomorrow night, we got a big game here in Philadelphia. The Sixers.
Change the lineup, damn it.
I know. Well, they got to score. That's the bottom line. All right, Howard. Yes. Tomorrow night, Sixers and the Heat. Give us your feeling on this game. Sixers are favored by about 4.5 points, but Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra they're not to be taken lightly.
No, they are not. Spoelstra is one of the best coaches in the NBA. Jimmy Butler plays for these moments, and he's just that kind of player. I'm not so sure the Sixers are going to win, but I am sure they're going to make the playoffs. You see, this is not the playoffs. This Mickey Mouse play-in nonsense. They're going to make the play because they're going to beat whoever wins between Atlanta and Chicago. So they're going to get to the playoffs. So I'm not. So even if they lose this game, and I don't think it's a lock. I think they should win, obviously. And Hugh, I got to get you on you about something. Did you say Joel Embiid was a leader?
I don't think I used those words, but they know who the leader is on this team.
I'm telling you, it's not Joel Embiid because he does everything that he wants to do. A leader is a guy that sacrifices for his team. We know Joel Embiid is obviously a very, very, very
phenomenal
talented player.
Yes.
Yeah, no question about that. But he's not a leader. He does what he wants to do for himself. He shouldn't be on the Olympic team, by the way. That's another thing. But, you know, we'll have to worry about that down the line. But the reality is, Maxey's the best guy on the team. He would sacrifice anything. He's like Devontae Smith. I love Devontae Smith. Love him. Because if he gets no catches or 10 catches, he's the same person.
Yeah.
If Maxey gets 7 points and they win, he's the same person. If Joel doesn't get his points, he's not the same person. That's what you know by being. Football is really probably the best kind of camaraderie you have to win. And you know what it means for guys to sacrifice.
Yeah.
And you know, I just don't think Joel Embiid's that guy. But now they're going to make the playoffs. So I have no question about that. None. Zero. They're going to make the playoffs. And the Knicks aren't a gimme either. If they play the Knicks, and Boston's obviously very tough. So I have no doubt the Sixers are going to make the playoffs, whether they win or Wednesday night or not. But that gives the Sixers another gate. If they don't win, they have another way to charge exorbitant prices to the fans to get out there. So it's just, hey, listen, it's a team that's going to be in the playoffs, but they got to play every series on the road, and that's really not easy. So I'm kind of looking beyond this. Even if Miami wins, what's the big deal? They're going to win the next game anyway and be in the playoffs.
Well, so the difference is Boston in the first round. I mean, if there's a path for the Sixers, it's win tomorrow, beat the Knicks, and then maybe beat, you know, Indiana or Milwaukee, whoever comes out of that. That's possible.
Indiana's a really interesting team, but I'm telling you, the fact that they scored 157 points in regulation, they're a machine offensively. Now, they don't play a lot of defense, which you have to do in the playoffs, but my gosh. They're unbelievable. Well, actually, nobody's shocked if they beat Milwaukee because no Giannis, apparently.
And Glenn Rivers is not going to help the situation.
that right there.
But that's all right, but he's got another excuse.
Always.
He's no Giannis.
Always. I mean, it's just every year.
Can you imagine that team spending $40 million for 3.5 years for him?
And he won't even see 3.5 years. He'll be out of there in a year or two. They'll move on.
You know what? If he deserves $40 million, you and your playing career, you deserve $60 million.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. At least that. At least that.
Who's stolen more money, Doc or Tobias Harris?
Wow. I hate to have Tobias come in second in that, but it's really Glenn Rivers.
Oh, man.
Think about all the years that he's coached.
Oh, I know.
And how did he get another job?
He was in the studio chilling and somebody called
him. He just falls backwards into jobs. It's unbelievable.
I'm telling you, but Tobias is stealing money. And the reason that Tobias, you know, he can say it was because they had to keep Tobias Harris when they lost Butler because they traded for those guys. It was Ben Simmons. The ownership thought, like many people on WIP, that Ben Simmons was a generational type player. And that was the reason. If they'd have gotten rid of Ben Simmons, they'd have kept Jimmy Butler.
But it was a mistake. And then one that, you know, keeps rearing its ugly head. Yeah. All right, Howard, let's end with this. 2 o'clock today, we increase our number of Eskins on the air at WIP from 1 to 2. How excited are you for the new afternoon show? And have you thought of a name, Howard? They've been trying to figure out a name for this show. It's kind of awkward to fit Jack's name in there when you try to put it all together.
It's kind of awkward to fit Jack in there. But no, I'm only kidding. Now it's Spike Ike. I mean, he's the longtime radio professional, and just for seniority reasons, you know, it should be Spike and Ike. And it's just either way, it rhymes, it fits. It's just Spike and Ike. Or the Three Dopes. I mean,
I do like the Three Dopes. The Three Dopes might be our winner, Howard.
The Three Dopes is good. But I'm happy for my son. He posted it. He obviously, the only person he really argues with vigor is me about the Sixers. Because he posted something yesterday with all these morons, the Twittiots, that all ripped him. And he did a Twitter post.
Like a mean tweet. Yeah, I did see this.
It was kind of funny. But you know what? He was the only choice. He was the only choice to be that third person. I mean, when you think about it, you know, and I don't know all the other people out there, and I'm sure there were some talented people, but he was the only choice. Hey, listen, it started with an Eskin in 1986 in the afternoon. And it's going to keep on riding away. It finally got back to where it should be, an Eskin in the afternoon.
It's all come full circle. Howard,
maybe you have it, you know, another Eskin in the afternoon. That's it.
They're everywhere. I mean, I thought the over-under was 1.5 Eskins, but we've gone over the number now. So that's the new betting line. All right, Howard, thank you. And we'll talk next week before the NFL draft, which should be very interesting.
I can't wait. I'm headed to hear Howie and Nick say absolutely nothing.
Wait, they're not going to tell us today who they're picking the 22?
They're not even going to give us a faint hit. Well, what position? Yeah, we'll have to wait and see how it falls out.
Howard, if you talk to Howie, tell him I want Cooper DeJean at 22. That's the guy.
I will mention that.
Okay, thank you. All right, Howard, we'll talk soon, all right? There he goes. Right. Howard Eskin, Dr. Dope there, taking exception to his Dr. Dope moniker. All right, what do we think? So the new afternoon show debuts today, too. Very excited. So Spike is finally here. They got a new boss up in New York, so they're letting him go, and he's coming down here to start the show, you know, on full time, because he's been here, you know, popped in and out.
Yeah.
But the new show starts today, you know, all three of them here every day, and it seems like everyone's trying to come up with a name for the show. Now, here's the issue. Spike and Ike rhyme.
Yeah, it goes together. It's
so
like
simple
Spike and Ike
easy.
In the afternoon.
The issue is Jack's name. And not that there's anything wrong with the name Jack. Jack's a fine name.
It just doesn't go with what the...
Well, like, how do you fit it in?
I mean, and that's a big thing for Jack. You know, because Jack's worked hard to be in this position, and he feels like it's his right. He's on the show. His name should be on the show. I mean, I get where Jack's coming from, but Spike and Ike does sound better.
I mean, if it's not the Three Dopes, and that was a good suggestion by Howard there, I don't know how you fit Jack's name. And I was listening to the morning show today. They're taking submissions on this show, right? Mm-hmm.
What were some of the good names? Not the bad ones. Well, no, I want to hear the bad ones.
Well, they're all bad. But the issue was they're all long. Some were good, some were bad, but it's hard to fit all three names in. Like, Wechter had one this morning with like a sprit. It was like
with a spritz to Jack.
Jack, yeah. Like it's all long. It's hard to create the new show name with Jack's name in there. Now Jack's a part of the show. I think everyone knows that, right? It's a three person show. Jack's voice is a big part of it. But I don't know. They went to Seltzer this morning, asked him, and he said Jack's name should be on the show. And Jack, I think, took some exception to that, but. I mean, we got to do what's best for WIP, right, Kyle? That's what it's about?
Yeah, but that's a sensitive subject. Like that's a sensitive subject for Jack. And Jack will take, if his name's not on the show, I'm pretty sure Jack will take it in stride. But Jack's worked his butt off to be at this point.
And he's earned his spot on the show, which he's part of. Yes. I just mean the name. I'm finding it difficult.
I agree, and it's nothing against Jack, who's already texting me angrily because I put a poll up asking if they should include his name on the show. I mean, when you think of radio show names, it's usually something and something. That's it. There's no with this. There's no plus that. Like, it just, for the integrity of the station and the name of their show, I think it just needs to be a simple, like in Spike Rhymes. Once you throw Jack in there, it screws it all up.
So wait a minute, that's different. Is it Spike and Ike or Ike and Spike?
I think it's Ike and Spike.
Yeah, they could work that out.
Yeah.
That doesn't.
Yeah, but it's just, but it goes together.
Yeah, okay. Either way, I think works.
Right, like they
rock. I'm down with Ike and Spike. I mean, whatever they want to call it, I'm cool with.
It's just when you throw Jack in the mix, it makes the name sound disjointed.
It could be Ike and Spike with a spritz of Jack.
We want long. Them to, that's so long.
Right, like we want them to get off to as smooth of a start as possible, and without a smooth name, it's going to be tough.
I agree. So, I mean, my official take is Jack's name's gotta not be really part of it. I mean, he's part of the show. Make that clear. It's a three-person show. But his name, it's rough. It's rough to get it in there. Now, I think if Ike and Spike didn't rhyme, it'd be a little easier. Then we'd concoct something new.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we could always call them by their first names.
All of them?
Yes. Isaiah. I don't know Spike's
name. Isaiah, Brett, and John.
Wait a minute. Jack is not John. Jack is not.
His name's John.
Seriously, so nobody uses their real name here?
Well, I do. My name's Joe.
No, you know what? I got a name for this show. Since nobody, the imposters. How about that?
Wait, are we
the
both
Fugazis?
Are we both using our real names?
My name is Hugh. That's what I go by. Hugh.
I'm Joe. Like,
okay, so we're good. They don't. They're not. The Fugazis. How about that? Okay. The Fugazis. I got the
I
name
do like
for
the
them.
Three dopes. I do. All right. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Our Twitter question here is, of course, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right. We got three polls up now. We got a lot cooking here on the Midday Show today. Number one, first and foremost, do the Phillies have a good lineup? I mean, this is quite simple. 3 weeks ago, a month ago, I say that. You say, yeah, of course they do, Joe. They've got Nick Castellanos. They got Trey Turner. And they spent $1 billion in this thing. And I'm looking at these guys. I'm like, no, this is not a good lineup. This is an average Major League Baseball lineup that got shut down by someone named Cal Quantrill last night. You know, I watched his dad as a relief pitcher, Paul Quantrill. Now his kid is out there. He's half as good as his dad. He stinks. And he shut this team down last night. This is not a good lineup. Huth still thinks it is. 68% are living in la-la land saying this is a good lineup.
Good lineup, man.
Well, it should be. But how come they don't hit?
This is what they do. Like, this is the million-dollar question, man. If I had to answer this question, then I would probably be in Vegas making a ton of money. I don't know. It's the absolute weirdest thing since I've been here. This lineup has been hot and cold. It's been kind of the usual suspects that kind of carried this team up to this point. Last year was Stott and Bone. This year has been, who was it, Stott for
Marsh.
The most part?
Marsh.
Well, it's been Marsh for the most part. That's my fault. Yeah, it was Marsh last night. Even though he didn't really hit it hard, he hit it.
Yeah, Marsh has been their best hitter. There's a lot of holes in this lineup. You know, you have one hitter that's a guarantee for 30 homers. That would be Schwarber. You have, I don't think anyone that's a guarantee to hit 300. They don't walk as a team that much. Bryce and Schwarber obviously walk a lot. They strike out a lot considering their power profile. Mm-hmm. It looks to me like an average lineup, and I think they're going to be carried by their pitching all year. 215-592-9494. I'm scared of Jimmy Butler. It seems like everyone's forgotten who this guy is over the course of the last hour. And should the new afternoon show include Jack's name on the show? I mean, I think it's as simple as that.
It's the Fugazis. Well, and last night it was Stott that I meant to say. It was last night.
Yeah, and look, they got the Bryce RBI last night. Pache with a biggest hit of his Phillies career. I mean, obviously.
The Fugazis, I'm telling you. That's the name of the show, the Fugazis. It's Italian. That Fugazis is Italian, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's anyone Italian on the show. That's all right.
But no, it's cool.
Poll results. Hey. Poll results early in the poll. We have 50
dessert
poll results. No, you got me thinking about desserts because you went to that show this weekend.
No, yeah, I did. Went to the dessert festival.
Every awesome. Commercial here, he was like, "You want some cheesecake? I got cheesecake."
Listen, I got so much dessert. I can't eat it all, man. I can't eat it all, but I got so much dessert from the dessert festival.
Well, please bring me some. I will gladly have some. David's in Westchester. What's up, David?
David.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up, man?
You
don't start off. First of all, don't start off with "I love you" or "you're a great guy." Just say, just go ahead and do me like everybody else does. Just go ahead and disagree.
Well, Hugh, I'm telling you, it's because we're so tight. I can give you the truth. I can let you have it. All right, you're so wrong about this Philly team. This lineup is terrible. And could you imagine being a fly on Dave Dombrowski's wall and listening to him who put this team together and have to watch this dreck day after day, good, bad, good, bad? I mean, it's horrible. It's just terrible to watch.
Yeah, well, it has been so far this year. David, I wouldn't say it's a terrible lineup. But
one game out of first place.
I think
in
it's
the division.
A very average Major League Baseball lineup in this
one
season.
Game of being tied for the division
because of their pitching.
I'm just giving you what I'm just giving you factual results.
I know
one game, but one whole game.
Well, you could say they're a good team because of great pitching and an average offense.
The offense is gonna come around
to what level?
The offense. At least 6 runs a game. At least the average is 6 runs.
For a stretch or for the season?
For the season.
Not a shot.
I bet. I'll take that.
Hold on a second. We got to make a wager on this.
We can make a wager. I'm not afraid.
I'm willing to do something really embarrassing because there's no shot this team's averages 6 runs a game.
Averages 6 runs a game. I would take that bet. I will go out on a limb and say, yes, they will average 6 runs a game for the season. They're going to get hot. And when they get hot, it's going to be nuclear.
You realize that means they got to average like 7 runs a game between now and the rest of the season.
Yeah, I know. That sounds about right, yeah.
It sounds insane. 7? Kyle, you hearing this? We got to come up with real terms for this bet because I'm in on anything. Hugh is betting me that the Phillies are going to finish the season averaging 6 runs
at
per game.
Six.
At least 6.
Dude, there's no way.
That mushroom coffee is like poisoning your brain.
I think you bought the wrong mushroom coffee.
Listen, I am unwavering. I am unwavering. And y'all jumping all over me about this. I'm unwavering. I believe this.
Runs.
Yeah, I think they're going to get it together.
I might give you odds on this. I'll give you plus money odds. All right, 215-592. We got to figure out what the heck we're betting on this. 215-592-9490. For Scotty Hartnell's going to join the show at 12:30. Last gasp tonight for the Flyers. We'll go over all the scenarios. Your names for the afternoon show. And really, should Jack's name be on it? I mean, I don't think we're being cruel here. I think we're just trying to.
It's kind of cruel.
No.
It's a little cruel.
Jack knows that how I feel. That he obviously earned his spot on the show. It's the name.
Yeah, but he deserves his name. If he's earned his spot, he deserves to have his name on the show. It's a little cruel.
But everyone that listens will hear him every day. They know he's on the show.
They will, but it would be like, you know, the ridicule in the streets. When the streets are talking, they're like, you don't even have your name on the show. How do you think Lil Walker's going to feel knowing that his dad has worked hard to be in this position and his name's not even on the show?
I mean, he's got a while before he even understands what the heck's going on around here.
Yeah, he does.
He thinks we're all crazy, screaming into the radio. And, of course, is this Phillies lineup good enough? When we come back, it is, 9 days away from the NFL draft. An Eagles insider with some insight on what the Eagles' plans are. That's next. 215-593-949 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows by now the major news. The new big acquisition, Kyle Schwarber's newest teammate, me. No, I'm not playing for the Fightins, but as you've heard, I partnered with Kyle and Yards Brewing Company's Philly Standard Beer, the tailgate beer. This season, when Kyle goes yard, as he did this weekend, beers are on Kyle. At bars all over the area, you can enjoy a free Philly Standard the day after Kyle goes yard. Download the Yards Brewing Company app for details and participating bars. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philadelphia. Drink responsibly.